You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're having a great time here today. We've got a great show. We've had a Tom Handler on. Tom was talking to us about international asset protection and all the people that lost everything when they left Cuba. Well, heck, they sure know about it, and it's happening all over the world, and people are coming here to South Florida to protect their assets. You know, we had talked about having Michael Cooper on. Michael had a personal emergency, so we're going to rebook Michael Cooper, but we could still talk a little bit about what his topic was, which was focus and balance equals peace, happiness, and fulfillment. That's because if you stay focused and you stay balanced, well, that is the pathway to peace, happiness, and fulfillment. Why do we have to talk about it? Because it ain't so easy. I mean, for crying out loud, if you're in your car right now and the guy just cut you off, you got to just let it go. He's got an issue. Don't make it your issue. And when you're doing work or you're in business, you have to forget about all the different things that are pinging you all day long and focus on business, because that's going to bring you peace, happiness, and fulfillment. And it can't all just be about business. You have to have family life. I go to the ball games, you know, all that stuff. You can't just be unilaterally focused on business, or you're going to just burn out. And so that brings me to my next topic, which is my big focus all the time, Vivian Freed. A lot of people go, hey, Jim, I heard that Vivian got a kidney. Well, Vivian did not get a kidney transplant. She's had end-stage renal disease since January 3rd, 2014, when we found her on the floor. And you know what? She goes to dialysis every single day. The woman is a trooper. She is my inspiration. And I got to tell you, this morning when I woke her up at 6 o'clock in the morning, she said, honey, would you please come here and just hold me before I have to get up and go have them stick the needle in me? She actually says, get pinched. But they put a 13-inch spike into her arm in this place where if you touch it, it feels like a heart beating. Oh, my God, I just love her so much. So I went in there, no matter how charged up I was, no matter how much I had to get done this morning, and I said, it didn't matter. What mattered was having balance and holding my wife and telling her it was going to be okay and that I was going to protect her. And if she went out and did her job, which her job is going to dialysis every day, she hasn't missed. She's got perfect straight A attendance. So she's going to go on that trip to Disney World once we get her that kidney. Then she has the perfect diet. She gets straight A's on her blood work. You go, why is all that important? Because on the day that they do call us and they do have a kidney transplant, she has to be ready to receive it. That's her job. And my job is to make sure that she can do that. So I'm out there plugging away with my Spectrum Mortgage stuff and all my real estate deals. And I've been on my own now for almost a year. It's been like 51 and a half weeks. It was Passover last year that I went out on my own. And I'll say it right here. I've closed 5 deals. I'm really proud. They're deals that are basically urban infill transactions. They've been some land development deals close in Palm Beach County, some land development deals here close in urban Miami. I've got friends of mine that are calling me and asking me, Jim, where do I put my house? I'm absolutely fed up with this commute. And I go, well, I know the guys that are doing it, and I know where you should go. And the answer's close in, within 15 minutes, wherever it is. And if it's next to transit, even better, because then your whole team can get to you and you can get where you need to go, because transit's the thing. I just got a brand new listing that's a whole big piece of land. It's probably one of the last developable pieces of land. Well, it is actually in Miami-Dade County. And what's the most important thing about it? Not that I have a motivated seller, not that it's ready to go, but that it's right next to transit. So if it's next to transit, you can get on it. You can read your book, you can do your work, you can do your internet, and then you're at work, quick, easy, without aggravation, without that guy hitting you. I was driving by, I was getting in my car just to come here, and there was a car on the back of a tow truck, and the whole side was just caved in, and a guy looked at me, goes, what happened there? I said, the same thing that happened to me when I was going down Dixie Highway, and the guy was texting, and he was the last guy in the lane, and the lane stopped, and my lane was going 3 miles an hour, so he goes, oh my gosh, I gotta jump in that lane. And so what did he do? He jumped in the lane, and he crashed right into me. Wasn't fun, I can tell you that. But that stuff happens all the time, and when it does, what do you gotta do? You gotta take it in stride. You can't let that win, because if it wins, you lose. And it is a zero-sum game out there. You know, I'm talking to myself now. Sometimes there's the bicyclist there on the right side of the road. For goodness sakes, tomorrow you've got critical mass, the overt protest against cars on the road. And they're going to go from downtown through Wynwood up to Miami Beach and then come back across. It's going to shut this town down. So, by the way, make sure you look in the Herald tomorrow for that map. But you know what? I've gotten caught. I've been the front car as the bicyclists go by. And you can't honk your horn. You can't try to force your way in there. You got to kick back and let them do their thing. Because if you go crazy, they're not winning. They're winning, or not even that. You're just losing. There is no winner when you go crazy. So that's what we're talking about today. That's what Michael Cooper is going to come back on and talk about. Focus and balance equals peace, happiness, and fulfillment. That's what's really important. And Michael will come on, because when Michael's on, when he's done, I feel like running through a brick wall. Now, I just want to tell you one last thing. I want to thank everybody that's been involved here in my last year of being out on my own. I've had some wonderful people that have come and supported me. We've had a lot of people that have shown real support for Vivian. We have a lot of people out there, the people from Project Renewal up in New York, that are helping us educate people on what it takes to be a living donor, to be a living donor. All you have to be is qualified. If you want to donate for Vivian, you just email r1125@renewal.org. I'll say it again. If you want to help Vivian, you just send an email to r1125@renewal.org. And you go, well, what happens? What happens to me if I donate a kidney? Well, if you donate a kidney and you need one, guess what? You're number one on the list. If you go, well, Jim, I'm going to miss work. Well, we'll help you. Project Renewal has a fund, and they'll give you a pro rata return of the lost income. Hey, Jim, I don't have insurance. I can't do that. Well, Vivian's insurance covers it. I make sure. I pay her enormous insurance bill every single month. I make sure that she has everything that she needs. And look, her hair, she's had a lot of issues that take special treatment, and I make sure that she gets it so that she can feel positive and go do what she needs to do. Why? Because that helps me have balance in my life. It helps me be peaceful. It helps me be happy. And my goodness, my heart is full of love and joy when I hold her the way I did this morning and just tell her everything's going to be okay, and I stroke her forehead.